The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good morning. It is Friday, April 19th. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back. You made it to the weekend. 7 minutes after nine, you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Casey.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed.
What?
Everything is really expensive.
I have noticed it, Rob, and it is so frustrating. When are these politicians going to stop spending our money and creating all of this inflation?
Well, and I felt like a piece of human garbage a few moments ago because Casey walks in and I was like, Casey, I just paid $2.49 for a donut. Uh-huh. And then Casey, and rightfully so, launched into the price of medicine these days. And I said, ooh, wow, I didn't know that was going on. I suddenly don't feel as bad about my donut. But the reality on all of this is, and this wasn't going to be our opening topic, but it is reaching level of just unaffordability for many people.
Yes.
We're talking like all, sometimes there are portions of the economy where you go, that's kind of out of control. You know, gas has been that way many times and people got to make hard choices with that. But I don't remember everything being out of control.
Did you see the article? It was a woman who was complaining that she paid $7 for an apple at Whole Foods. And my first thought was, okay, well, stop shopping at Whole Foods because they're known to be a little bit pricier. You can get an apple elsewhere. But it doesn't matter where you shop.
No.
Everything's expensive. And it doesn't matter what service you need. Everything's expensive.
I thought there was a brief moment when they told me the price of that donut. And I was like,
was it worth it?
Put it back. I thought, well, that'd be kind of a jerk move. But you're sitting here going, what at this point are regular people supposed to do? And so we kind of got into this conversation before we went on air. And here is the thing, though. If you keep electing the same people, it's the vampire argument that I had earlier. If you invite vampires into your house and not only do that, you say, here's my neck. You can't be mad when they drain your blood. If you vote for somebody asked me last night about voting and they were talking about a local race and I think it was a state Senate race. And one of the guys is the incumbent. And I said, no, you can't vote for this guy. And they said, well, what about the other guy? I said, don't know, don't care. I said, I at this point, short of him being on a poster in a post office for international terrorism, I'm voting for every non-incumbent at this point at a state and federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't keep voting for the same people. You can't keep electing the same people who keep doing the same stuff. How many times do they have to tell you? We are way past this being the fault of COVID on most of these things. Well, that is totally in the rearview mirror. COVID should never have been the fault of anything to begin with because largely that was made up bullcrap by our government. Now, I'm not saying COVID didn't exist. What I am saying is the ramifications of COVID for the overwhelming majority of Americans was not anywhere near what the government presented it to be. So at this point, we are voting for people who are addicted to spending money. I saw this yesterday. IndyStar had an article about the school referendums that are on the ballot this year. One of them, I believe it is Pike Township, where they got all this COVID money that came in. So this is money that didn't exist. It was, what they did was they didn't put it back for a rainy day. They didn't say, okay, let's have an emergency fund. They created a bunch of new government people and government programs. Now the COVID money has ceased to exist. And so what are they doing, Casey? Instead of returning things to its natural order, they're having a tax referendum to replace the money for the people, the government workers, and the projects that didn't exist pre-COVID. This is the same thing we've seen go on with the state of Indiana,
mm-hmm.
where they got all this federal money that came in. They got all these new government programs that these Republicans, the Republican Party, the party of low taxes and limited government, instead of saving the money, or heaven forbid you use it to decrease something like property taxes, they spent it on new government programs, new legalized vote buying operations. Now the money's running out, Casey. No one's talking about cutting the government or returning it to pre-COVID levels. So if you vote for incumbents at the state, local, or federal level, any of them, you are voting for the vampire to continue to suck the blood out of your neck. This is no longer a COVID issue. It is a politician spending issue.
How about the government? The growth of government isn't contributing to productivity. And I'll give you another one. If a snake bites you, you're not going to chase that snake down and ask it why. You're going to turn and go the other way.
This is what these people are. If you vote for any incumbents, like if you, in your state house or state senate races, and this is what I told the person who asked me about voting last night. There are over 100 Republicans of the 150 possible House and Senate members. None of them, zero of the 100 Republicans, you would think accidentally someone would try, have done anything to help you on property taxes. None of them have done anything to help you. In fact, unanimously, they voted to screw you on the gas tax again, which is to continue to raise it indefinitely. So if you vote for these people, they've told you we don't give two damns about you being able to afford to live in your house. We don't give two damns about you being able to afford to put gas in your car. So if you're going to excuse your guy or your girl, then you don't get the right to complain anymore. I'm going to ask every person who I see bitching on social media, who did you vote for after this election cycle? Because we just went through this with Todd Young, where all these people, well, you know, yeah, he's pretty bad. But, you know, we can't have a Democrat in there because spending might get out of control. And now what have we seen? For the first year he's been back in office since being reelected, a year and a half now, he has screwed people time and time and time again. And the very people who voted for him are the first ones to step up and whine and complain and moan about what he does. If you vote for incumbents in the state house, state senate, or U.S. House races, you are voting for the vampire to continue to suck the blood out of your neck, and you are voting for the $2.50 donut.
Okay, so in regards to Todd Young, at least he was honest with you. He told you very infamously at the Stacks Pancake House that he was not going to stop the spending. So he at least is being true to that. What about Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, who went on and on and on about protecting the southern border, and if we're going to spend money, it's got to be on our sovereignty. And now look what he's doing. What is it in Washington, in the swamp, that makes them change their tune so quickly? Is it the cherry blossoms? What is it about that city that makes people do a 180?
Casey, I don't know if you're wearing a dress today or not, but I'm going to say this, and if you are and you can't do this, that's fine. But everybody who told society and everybody who told all the people in Washington, do not vote for this guy, put your feet up on your desk right now. Oh, wait. Oh, that's us. Casey and I are doing that because we told you. Everybody knows what these people are. And Dwight Schrute famously said, the liar will perspire. And in this case, Mike Johnson is probably sweating bullets because that's what all of these people are. They do not. You do not get elevated to the level of Speaker of the House if you're an honest, decent human being who actually cares about the people you're elected to serve. The establishment, the cabal, the whatever you want to call it, is not going to allow that to happen. So whether it was Kevin McCarthy, I think it was Babylon Bee had some meme gif, whatever the thing is that they post, whatever you call that, where it is though the Mike Johnson suit has been unzipped and it's Kevin McCarthy under it.
Sure.
They're all the same.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
People say, why are you the way you are to the Republicans? Because there is no difference. They do not elevate people who are interested in helping others. And this is why I don't understand why someone like Tony Katz is so adamant that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie and these people are on some fool's errand to get rid of Mike Johnson. What's the difference? They've done all the things the Democrat want. The Republicans are about to or have or whatever, going to prioritize money for Ukraine ahead of the southern border. They're about to do it again. Why would we keep rewarding or care if the people who keep screwing us are not in a position of power?
Yep.
I didn't mean to turn this into, oh, woe is Rob, because he had to pay $2.50 for a donut. But it just hit me. It was like, it is how much for this donut?
What kind of donut was it?
It was a little frosting on the top of it.
Good.
I mean, it was some yeast and some some probably canned frosting. Now I did get two flavors of frosting.
We're all experiencing your sugar high.
Just extrapolate this out to something that actually matters, though, like your groceries that you both, your soup or your lunch meat or your hot dogs or your, you know, essential things, milk, etc. Where does it end? If you're being taxed out of oblivion in your home, which you are thanks to the state people and the local people, if you're being money printed into oblivion thanks to the federal people, which we are. So now what? How do you make the choice between my property taxes and my food? I would like someone, anyone, any of these elected politicians to come on and explain that to me. And they're both equally guilty in the case of Indiana, at the state and federal level. If you're a state lawmaker, come on and explain to people, what are they supposed to choose? Food or their property taxes? If you're a federal lawmaker, if you're some total zero like Jim Baird, come on and explain to people, what choice are they supposed to make? Their home or their food? None of these politicians ever want to be held accountable for this, Casey, and it is at a crisis point.
It is Kendall and Casey. It's 93 WIBC.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Is there money in a banana stand?
Well, the Blues were pretty creative, Casey, so I don't know.
How expensive are those bananas to keep that stand going? The price of the bananas just keeps going up. It is 22 minutes after 9. You're listening to the Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC. It's Friday. Let's just let's have a good time, but we have to mention this. President Biden, he was endorsed by the Kennedy clan.
Who cares?
Yesterday.
Like, why was this even news? I don't even know who most of these Kennedys are anymore.
They want to harness the legacy of the Kennedy dynasty to promote Joe Biden because they're afraid that RFK Jr. is dangerous and he's just trying to capitalize on his last name.
So this is how irrelevant the Kennedys are. So Ted Kennedy was the last Kennedy anybody gave to you know what's about. Mm-hmm. And he died in, what was it, 2010, I think, was when Scott Brown got elected in that special election over Obamacare. So he basically 14 or 15 years it's been since any Kennedy with any real sway or gravitas or anything was elected in elected office. Now, I think there have been a couple that have been, you know, low level congressmen or whatever. But I'm saying in terms of people, like if they walked in a room, people would be like, oh, it's, you know, what, whichever Kennedy. Nobody cares about this family anymore. Nobody, there's no sway. And yet they're running them out there as though Camelot is, you know, alive and well, and as though it was Jack and Jackie doing the endorsement yesterday.
No, it wasn't. It was actually RFK Jr.'s sister.
Thank you, John, for those inspiring words. My name is Terry Kennedy, and I am the seventh child of Robert and Ethel Kennedy. I'm joined here today with my sisters, Kathleen and Rory, with Joe and Chris and Max.
Oh, Max. Yeah.
And with my hero, President Joe Biden.
Yes. How is she 9 million years old?
No, she's not. I think she has the same affliction that Robert Kennedy Jr. has. But how would that make you feel? I know you're an only child, Rob, but if I were running for, I don't know, president, and my brother came out or my sister came out and said, yeah, we're endorsing the other guy. Like, ouch.
Yeah, but that's who that family is. I mean, that family is a, and has been since John Kennedy's old man. Mm-hmm. I mean, the founder of the Kennedy dynasty. He was a complete piece of garbage, too. That's who those people are. There's nothing about it. It's all what's in it for them. It's not the country. It's not the betterment of society. That's who those people are. I didn't know who any of those people were. I didn't know who any.
You don't know who Max Kennedy is?
I had no idea who any of those people were. And the fact that she's up there rip-roaring the names as though it's the royal family, or I don't know what. Who cares about any of that? All you did by doing that, to me at least, all you did by doing that was acknowledge, we think this guy is an immense threat, and we're totally scared to death of him. If I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'd tell all my siblings exactly where they could stick it, and I would use this and fundraise off this and turn this into a whole bunch of good.
Okay, so we often ask the question, could Joe Biden go into a gas station and fill up his car and check out? Or could he go to the grocery store and buy groceries and do the scanning?
No way.
Well, it happened yesterday.
Oh, no.
He went to a grocery. He went to a gas station, rather. He was in Pennsylvania, and he stopped by a Wawa, and the thing was completely scripted.
You got to check out one thing. What kind of drinks do you have?
So whatever you like, sir, we can customize it to your specifications. So we have smoothies, we have milkshakes, we have refreshers.
How about a milkshake? Black and white.
A black and white milkshake? We could perfectly make that for you, sir. So if you actually like to, right over there where it says order here, you can order it to your specification again. That includes whipped cream and other toppings as well.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Mr. President, I'm going to pick up a few pounds here.
And don't forget, we also included drinks for you as well.
Okay, so I don't know.
Real quick, I want to ask the same question I asked about the 93rd daughter of Ethel Kennedy. Uh-huh. Is he 9 million years old? Like, you can't even hear him, and it's not because he's far away from a microphone. Like, you can't even hear him.
So there's video.
It's an ice cream.
Milkshake. What kind of milkshake? The thing is, I don't know if you caught it. He's asking. They already have the food laid out in front of them, and he's picking up at this gas station. And then he looks up like he's looking at a menu and says, what kind of drinks do you have here? And then they're like, well, you can, you know, get a milkshake. Yeah, a milkshake. Go over there and order your milkshake. He looked totally confused, like he didn't understand. And then the cashier says, here are your drinks. Like, they already had drinks ready for him. The whole thing was scripted. It was pathetic. And he didn't know how to order the milkshake at all.
I will continue to ask this question, Casey. And it kind of dovetails into our opening segment about the price of everything. How did our country get into this position? Like, how did we and why do we allow ourselves to be in a position where you have some guy who can't even order a milkshake at the...
Do I get the topping? The milkshake?
What are we doing here? We are the greatest idea ever conceived by man. We are a country that has been more blessed by God than any country in the history of the world not named Israel. I mean, we have so many incredibly talented and brilliant people at our disposal. And this?
Well, he's trying to one-up Donald Trump. Donald Trump goes to a Chick-fil-A, huge crowd. He buys 30 milkshakes and food for all the people. Joe Biden goes into a Wawa. He gets one milkshake for himself. No crowd. Can't even do it. I mean, it's so clear the difference between these two campaigns.
What happened to us? Let's ponder that during the break, shall we? Okay. What happened?
What is going on?
Maybe that's Kurt Darling's lead news story. What happened to us?
It's Kendall and Casey. It's 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Long may you run.
Oh, yes, Kevin.
Long may you
Since we got to talk about this dog crap music, Kev said I'm going to ease the pain here a little bit with a little... Neil Young.
You like this one?
It's my favorite Neil Young song.
You're pretty good at identifying that really quickly.
Yeah.
We're going to test your musical knowledge coming up in just a bit.
It's with Stephen Stills, too.
Mm-hmm.
A song about a Volkswagen.
So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they've announced their nominees of this year's induction class.
Oh!
And on Sunday, they're going to announce who actually is going to be inducted.
Is Styx going to finally get in?
Well, we're going to go over all of that.
How about REO Speedwagon?
And we're going to test your musical knowledge. You're very good at picking out Neil Young, but can you pick out the next Rock Hall of Fame class?
Because they keep letting the rappers, and I'm not trying to not respond to what you're saying, but you know how I am about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because they keep letting the rappers in, and Kev, you're the music expert here. The last time I checked, rap is not rock and roll, and yet it seems like there's a whole bunch of really legendary rock and roll bands or artists
that aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Who would really be worthy of, I don't know, like Warren Zevon being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who actually influenced people in the genre of rock and or roll, and yet they're not in. Mm-hmm. But every year it seems like we have R&B and rap artists going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Some rappers, you could say, have the rock and roll spirit.
Oh, sure, Kev, yes.
Does Taylor Swift have the rock and roll spirit?
No.
She's got something.
She dropped 15 new songs and a double album last night. Oh, it's called The Tortured Poets Department, The Anthology.
Oh, you should have called it The Tortured Listener Department.
Mm-hmm. It's her 11th album, and she's already broken records. It was leaked online, and it was already the most downloaded album before it was even released.
Okay, so I've had this theory for quite a while, and Kev, I've always been kind of hesitant to say it out loud, but Kev supported me on this, and so I'm going to run it by you and see if you agree with me about this. You know how in the Batman movies, and this is probably true for more of the kind of the early cartoony movies, but it is kind of true even in some of the later, more gritty Batman-esque movies, how the characters in the Batman movies, they're clearly human beings. Mm-hmm. They're clearly supposed to be like legitimate human beings, but there's something that's just off about them, like how they're not, I mean, clearly like the Joker is not a normal human, but I'm saying even the sort of like police officers and stuff, all the characters, there's just something slightly off about their humanity. Like,
do you think there's something off about her?
Well, what I was gonna say was, clearly, because the early Batman movies are largely, you're supposed to get the perception it is a comic book, but mm-hmm. they tried to get away from that in the later movies. But it's like there's just something slightly off. You're like, I know this is a human, but there's something about these people that is different than normal humans. Taylor Swift has that thing about me, about it's, I don't know,
she's,
if it's
not human,
if it's her personality or the way she's presented, mm-hmm. or like you
manufactured.
Yeah, but it's like there's something just off about her where it's like you would fit in perfect in a Batman movie, because clearly you are a human being, mm-hmm. but your whole persona and aura is just slightly off from normal humanity. Does that
would she be a villain in a Batman movie?
No, I don't. I just think she would be a character. Like, she would be a perfect character. How it's just there's something off about her that it's like, why are you not a normal human? And take away the screeching and the audible wailing and how every song is about how some man did her wrong, even though she's 34 years old and has been at this for 15 or 16 years now, and she still can't get or keep a man, and it's always everybody else's fault but hers. I'm not even talking about the music itself. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about her. Like, there's something just slightly off that would fit in perfect in a Batman movie.
She said that she's written so much tortured poetry over the past 2 years. She wanted to share it all, and this is an installment. She said, and now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours. Okay.
Wait, so, time. She's written, what did she say? So much what?
Tortured poetry.
Lady, you are worth $9 gajillion. Mm-hmm. You have access to anything and everything humanity has to offer. You're so freaking rich, you could build one of those Bezos or Elon Musk rockets and go up into space. And you're going to tell some person making $50,000 a year who's struggling to buy their medicine, mm-hmm. or pay for their gas or pay their property taxes, you have the audacity to talk about your tortured poetry?
Mm-hmm. So the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, is out today. It actually dropped last night at midnight. The first song is called Fortnite, and it features Post Malone.
It's called what, and it features who?
It's called Fortnite, and it features Post Malone.
Oh, so now she's sucking other people into her cavalcade of misery. Is that what you're telling me? It's no longer enough for her to do it on her own. She's got to find a new area by which, you know what she is?
What?
Remember the movie Aliens, where the thing, it fed, it was like hosts, and it would feed on mm-hmm. other people? That's what Taylor Swift is doing now. She's taking her misery and she's feeding on other artists. This poor, what's his name?
Post Malone.
Post Malone. Oh, he's the guy with the tattoos,
yes!
isn't he?
Yes.
He seems like a very likable guy.
Yeah,
too,
why would he be hanging out with her? That's what I'm saying. The alien
because
thing.
Because he likes money too.
It's inside of her. It's inside of Post Malone now. Mm-hmm. It's desperately trying to get out.
Okay, so this may or may not be a good time to talk about her possible future brother-in-law, Jason Kelce, lost his Super Bowl ring in a giant pool of Skyline chili.
After that event, and we went right to Jason lost his ring, where we had a full vat of Skyline chili. God. This is actually technically a three-way. It's not just Skyline chili. There's spaghetti in there, cheese, and chili. The video does not do justice just how disgusting this was.
I had to get away from that corner.
I went to Skyline twice over the weekend. I love Skyline chili. This chili had been sitting out for like some time period.
It smelled so bad in that part of the arena.
Mixed into that chili were socks with make-believe rings, and then there was actually only one real ring in there, which was my Super Bowl ring, that they had to try and find. One in each pool. But there was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. And I don't even know if Travis still knows this, but I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. This is Jets Jake searching through the chili to try and find the sock that had my Super Bowl ring in it. We have still yet to find it.
Okay.
Oh, that's too bad.
So you get a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
And he lends it for a contest in a vat of Skyline chili and loses it.
So, we hear this, you know, talk about this all the time. There really are just two existences out there now, right? Like, the life these people are leading, whether it is him or Taylor Swift or whoever, and then the lives that regular people are leading. I mean, they're not even, I don't even know what the hot take on that is, other than I guess you have so little respect
for your Super Bowl ring.
For your Super Bowl ring.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of
what you worked hard for.
Like, you would put that in a safety deposit box, you know, under, you know, glass, you know, bulletproof glass. I don't know. I mean, you just hear that, though, and you go, man, I think
that's what's important to him.
Yeah, I think if I had a Super Bowl ring, I'd really kind of really work to preserve that. But if your life is so great and you're just kind of so willy-nilly about your existence and you have access to so many resources,
it doesn't matter.
I just feel like we're just living in two totally separate universes at this point. And, you know, I mean, I guess that's okay. But why did you do, you did the Kelce's and Taylor Swift in the same segment, and you did that deliberately just to make me angry.
Do you want to talk about TikTok now?
Oh, my. Why?
Well, they've been talking about banning it unless, of course, they...
So they haven't banned it yet.
They haven't banned it yet, but it's getting closer and closer because listen to this. Now the TikTok ban legislation, it's being tied into the aid with Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Johnson plans to package the TikTok legislation with the aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan and send that to the Senate.
So of all the problems going on in this world, he's not tying it to the border, though, right?
Nope.
No, he's not tying it to the border. He's tying it to aid to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Israel and Taiwan.
Okay, so all the problems going on in this country right now, and our representatives are focused on banning TikTok. Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do a little question and answer here because you have the TikTok, correct? Mm-hmm. And I've told you my opinion of you having the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
However, you are of sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
You are capable of understanding things and places and people around you.
For the most part.
You have not been victim to a power of attorney. You've not had a judge declare you incapacitated in any shape, form, or fashion?
Not yet.
So you know what you're doing on a daily basis, right? To a reasonable degree.
Yeah.
You know what TikTok is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know China is stealing all of that information for everything you do on the TikTok. You're aware of all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Then what business is it of anyone else's if you want to give your information to China?
So TikTok has argued that the bill amounts, you know, to First Amendment rights being violated.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to give your information to someone else, that is absolutely your prerogative as long as you're giving it away of your free will.
Don't you think it's interesting, though, that now they want to put it in with a foreign aid bill? With Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan.
And isn't it interesting they didn't do that?
It's become like a big omnibus bill.
Well, and isn't it interesting they didn't do that with the border? Because you do that when it's something you really want passed. They're telling you what the priorities are. See, this is another example. All the stuff we talk about, you people may hate me. But gosh darn it, when it unfolds right in front of your face, even you in your quietest of moments, and I know you'll never say it out loud, have got to say, well, he was right again.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what the Republicans do. They could get whatever they want. They've admitted, in our minds, we have to pass this foreign aid bill. So why don't we tie it to something important like getting spending under control or securing the southern border? If it must pass, if the belief is the foreign aid bill must pass, why don't we get something really good that'll actually help society out of it? No, they don't do that. because they don't actually want to help society. What do they want? They want TikTok banned, and they don't want TikTok banned because they're concerned about China. They want TikTok banned because of the amount of money these politicians get from these other social media corporations, and they're doing their bidding by taking out one of their competitors.
All right, we're going to test your musical knowledge coming up, Rob. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
I don't even know who most of these people are.
You don't think?
I mean, I guess I maybe like know some of them, but who the hell is Eric B. and Rakim?
I'm not familiar with that one either. All the rest I'm familiar with.
Sounds like some local act you'd see at the American Legion.
But would they sell out the Vogue?
I don't even know who they are.
That's the question. Okay, so we're talking about the Rock Hall of Fame nominees. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, by the way. So every year they come out with this list of nominees, and then they open it up to fans to vote on who they think should be inducted. And then a few months later, they reveal who will actually be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What? And that is coming up on Sunday. They're going to reveal, out of all these nominees, who will actually get in.
And it becomes like any other Hall of Fame, where the very early classes are very good, and you know, for the first 10 or 15 years this was fine, and then it just got ridiculous. I think in the late 80s was when they started the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was 88 or something like that, maybe a little earlier than that. And it was, you know, the usual Dylan, the Rolling Stones, Beatles. I mean, all those people went in. But by the early 2000s, then they start trying. The show itself becomes the thing rather than the actual nomination. And then they start getting squirrely. And now you get these R&B artists and rappers and, I mean, you know, metal bands. And it's like these people aren't. I mean, the only ones I saw on this list who I would say there's of all these people, there's three that I would say, yes, Frampton, Just for Frampton Comes Alive, one of the all-time greatest rock albums ever produced. Foreigner, like real Foreigner, like with Lou Gramm and Mick Jones, Foreigner.
Yeah.
And probably Cher, I would think, would qualify because of the impact Sonny and Cher had. And then obviously she went on to have a kind of an extensive career that was pretty strong after that. So I would say there are three of the people on this list who I would say yes to.
Who should make it? Okay, so to be eligible for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, an artist's first commercial recording must have been released 25 years prior to nomination.
Sinead O'Connor's on this. Sinead O'Connor, other than that one song where she's wailing inaudibly, nothing compares. Can anybody name another Sinead O'Connor
song?
She
didn't even write that one. That was written by Prince.
Yeah, that's what my point.
So she should be inducted for a song that she didn't write. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. It's easy to sit here and talk about all these artists and their songs. It's a different thing. When you listen to them, you might come away with a different opinion.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne's on here too. You probably got to say yes to him.
Okay, so let's see if you can quickly identify all of these artists.
Is it Rakim and Gerald,
thumbs
or whatever
up
their name
or
was?
Thumbs down if you think that they should make it in. You ready?
All right,
here we go.
That's Mary J. Blige, right? Is that?
That's Mariah Carey.
That's Mariah Carey, okay. No.
Doesn't belong. Okay.
That's Frampton.
Yep.
Yes.
He's one you think you should get.
Absolutely. Okay. That's Foreigner. That's good Foreigner. So that's a yes.
Okay.
That's Cool in the Gang. No.
Doesn't belong?
No. I mean, I've got a very high bar for my Hall of Fame. That's Sinead O'Connor, right? Billboard says she's like the favorite to get in. How is that?
Posthumously.
That's obviously Ozzy Osbourne. That's a yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're definitely leaning the rock guys need to get in.
Well, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I mean, am I way off? Is that Lenny Kravitz?
Yes.
No, he's not. Can we stop for a second? People are going to get mad at me.
Pause it.
People are going to get mad at me on this. Lenny Kravitz, to me, is the most overrated person in the history of ever.
Like, you think so?
Women love him because he's a beautiful man. And look, I'm not disputing that Lenny Kravitz is a very well-assembled human being. Mm-hmm. But in terms of actual tangible success that you're like, other than the Fly Away, he did the Fly Away song. That was a big hit.
Yeah, he did Fly Away. He did a version of American Woman.
That's right. He did do that.
His first song, Let Love Rule, was really good.
Okay, so you know our rule. You got to have two, or you got to have three to be a megastar.
All right, well, he's got Are You Gonna Go My Way, Fly Away.
I've never heard of that first song, though.
Let Love Rule, the one that I mentioned?
No.
Fly Away?
No, Fly Away. I've heard Fly Away. And he did American Woman. I've heard of those two.
And then Are You Gonna Go My Way was another big one.
I never heard of that song.
The one we just played?
Do you think he should be in? Yeah, I know
maybe
you.
Maybe not yet.
Oh, perfect. See,
maybe
I'm
not
cover.
Yet.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thank you.
I think there's other people that could be considered. All right, let's continue on, see if you can recognize these other ones.
Is that Oasis?
Yes. In or out?
No.
Out.
No.
I agree with you.
That's Cher.
Mm-hmm.
She would be in.
Yep.
Who the hell is that?
Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction. Wait, they're on the list. Jane's Addiction? That's Dave Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews?
Yeah.
He's not rock and roll, is he?
Yeah.
That's Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
No
she
way.
Even says her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good. I think this is... No need to ask, he's a
smooth operator. Is that...
Are you familiar with this one?
Yeah, but is that... Yeah.
I don't think you'll get this one. I left my wallet in El
Segundo. Is that A Tribe Called Quest?
It is A Tribe Called Quest, yes. You did pretty well on recognizing.
I got more than I thought I would get.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the Sade and Oasis. Dave Matthews Band won the fan vote back in 2020, and they didn't get in.
But hey, Styx isn't in, Casey.
They'll announce all the people that are being inducted on Sunday. You're listening to The Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC.